Hachette Audio presents Accidental Astronomy, How Random Discoveries Shape the Science of Space. Written by Chris Lintott, read by Chris Lintott. It is the stars above us govern our conditions. King Lear, Act 4, Scene 3. But perhaps the fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Julius Caesar, Act 1, Scene 2. As quoted in B2FH, paper in Reviews of Modern Physics, Volume 29, Number 4, from October 1957, by Burbage, Fowler and Hoyle, which explained how heavy elements were made in stars. Introduction. Living in our accidental universe. A little more than 5 billion years ago, one of the 100 billion or so stars in our Milky Way galaxy exploded. Stars end their lives once their reserves of fuel, which power the nuclear reactions at the center that make them shine, are exhausted. The immediate result for this massive star was spectacular, producing a supernova, an explosion which briefly, for a matter of days, outshone the rest of the galaxy. But despite its dramatic show, the event was not particularly remarkable. A middle-aged galaxy like our Milky Way, an average-sized system engaged in the business of turning gas and dust inexorably into stars, perhaps hosts one such supernova once a century. Like most, this particular supernova will have left behind a dense remnant, either a black hole or else an exotic dense object called a neutron star. It will also have scattered material throughout its neighbourhood, mostly gas newly enriched in heavier elements formed by nuclear reactions which take place amongst the debris. It is these reactions, rather than the initial explosion, which produce the light by which the supernova would have shone so brightly, so briefly. The shock of the star's sudden end will have borne this material outwards, sweeping up and carrying away any surrounding gas to create a void, a bubble 150 light-years, more than a million billion kilometres across. To deal with cosmic distances, we use the distance that light, the fastest thing in the universe, can travel. On this scale, the Sun is 8 light-minutes away, the nearest star a few light-years away, and our nearest big galaxy, Andromeda, 2.2 million light-years distant. Light travels roughly a foot per nanosecond, which means you see your feet not as they are now, but as they were 5 or 6 billionths of a second ago. At the edge of this bubble, gas was compressed, and the resulting disruption began a process of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?